那是二十一块。然后他超便宜，然后这样。Yes. Interesting. While I was speaking to Jennifer, looked at me and she said, "Wow, you're soon matches in there." It's very serious. So now we're speaking on the topic of trusting God. And it doesn't make sense. Well, who might have been there? But now he's making six months in Canada, God's not going to trust. And I'm not giving him a break. Show the man, then I'll trust. The prophet tells us something else. But before I go into that, I want to speak to some of you tonight who's been seasoned with love because it doesn't make sense. And you prayed and you've waited and to do the right things and still everything's in the right. But now that just won't work out. I was in Spain and you like shirt. And maybe it's your maybe it's choose by now. And if I could put today's message to one sentence, it would be this. That you do not have to understand everything in order to trust God. You do not have to understand everything to trust God. I will say it again and again and again because I think that's where the back is for a lot of us. You don't have to understand everything in order to trust God. Because if we're really honest, most of us are happy to trust God when our lives make sense and everything's going our way. We're happy to trust God when we face the odds, when the money's open, when the door's open, when the drugs are open, when it looks beautifully in a row, and we can see what God is doing. But trusting God when it's clear is one thing. But trusting God when it's confusing is another thing altogether. Trusting God when the answer has not come. Trusting God when you don't know what He's doing. Trusting God when you don't know what to do. Just God is the one that we all risk of this tested. Proverbs 3 says this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. Beautiful verse, isn't it? It's also a very challenging verse. Because this verse sounds lovely when it's printed on a mug or on a poster, or when we see it posted online or on Instagram. It sounds lovely when somebody else is going through something and you're just watching it. But when we're in the middle of the confusion, suddenly this verse becomes very, very, very real to us. Notice that we naturally want. We want answers. We want God to explain Himself. We want to know why this happened. We want to know why that door closed. We want to know why the prayer has been delayed. We want to know why the season has been heavy. We want to know where all this is heading. We want the map, but we don't want to trust God. We don't sometimes faith is simply God saying to us, take the next step and trust me with what you cannot see. So on. What is it? understand what's going on. We might not be able to work things out. We might have a plan. We might know what the next 6 months will look like. But there are seasons where God will allow you to come to the end of your understanding so that you can understand the safety of His understanding. And that's what this verse is getting at. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In other words, the fundament of your life, what you can work out. Because your understanding is limited. Mine is limited. We only see just a little bit of the picture. We see the present moment, but God sees the whole story. We see the closed door, but what's behind that door? We see the disappointment, but God sees, but He's still going through that disappointment. We see the pain of the season, but God sees the focus that can still uncover that season. And I think that one of the hardest things in Christian life is this, that there are moments when your mind wants an explanation. Silence and choose trust. And it's not easy. Oh, I know it's not easy. Because when life gets difficult, the mind starts racing, doesn't it? Without going at 100 miles an hour. 100 tags open in our head. We can't close them all, but it just won't close. So thinking, why is this happening? What have I done wrong? Why is this taking so long? What? For so long, exhausted. But you have to come to the carrier door. I'm trying to think. Way into peace. But peace does not come from figuring everything out. That's an headline to that. Peace does not come from figuring everything out. Peace comes from knowing the one who holds our lives together, who sees the full picture. That's where rest is found. That's where peace is found. Not finally having every answer, but know the character of God. I want to remind you today of God is not. God is faithful. He is kind. He is wise. He's not careless with your life. He's not absent from your pain. He's not confused by your situation. He's not late, even if it feels late to you. He's not sitting in heaven wondering what on earth to do next with your life. But He is God. He's from who is He?
God.
And that means even when you don't understand His hand, you can still trust His heart. And that is one of the deepest lessons of faith. Not I trust God because I understand everything, but I trust God because I know who He is. And Solomon says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not all of your heart, not the tiny parts of your heart, not the good part, not the right. Sing of the bit that still lives. Sing of the thing that still feels unanswered. Trusting with the family situation that keeps you awake. Trusting with the fear that you haven't told anyone about. Trusting with the future that you cannot control. Trusting with the disappointment. You still don't know what to do with. Trusting with all of it. Because sometimes we say we trust God. But all we really need is we trust God. Sometimes He does things the way that He hoped He would. But biblical trust goes deeper than that. Biblical trust is, Lord, I still don't understand this. I still wouldn't have chosen this. I still wish that this looked different, but I'm not letting go. Because God remembered the Lord. That is trust. That is faith. That's the kind of faith that says, I'm a Christian, but I'm not walking away from God. I may be tired, but I'm still doing this to Jesus. I may not understand the road, but I still believe that Jesus knows me, he's leading me. And then the verse says this, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. In all your ways, not just church, not just when you open your Bible, not just in the spiritual part of life, but in all your ways. I want to encourage you, bring your decisions to God. Bring your confusion to him. Bring your pain to him. Bring your cares to him. Bring your waiting to him. Bring your disappointments to him. Bring him into it all. Because one of the dangers when life gets hard is that we start handling some parts of life without God. That's what we carry the burdens. Is it everything depends on us? And then the Lord says, bring all your ways and your mind into it. Bring the whole thing to me. And then comes the promise, he will make the path straight. It does not mean that life will always be easy. It does not mean that there will be tears. Doesn't mean that there won't be waiting. It doesn't mean that there won't be painful chapters ahead. But it does mean this, that God knows how to direct life that is related to him. He knows how to bind what feels tangled. He knows how to redeem which feels wasted. He knows how to open the right doors and to close the wrong doors. He knows how to steady you when your emotions are all over the place. And he knows how to keep you when you feel weak. Maybe that's for you today. You don't need to have everything worked out today. You don't need to believe the whole story today. You don't need to know every piece is going to fall into place. Maybe what God is asking you today is much simpler than that. Maybe he's simply saying, will you trust me? Will you trust me? Not when everything clears up, not when all the answers come, not when the breakthrough arrives, but yeah, in this place, in this season, in this uncertainty, will you trust me yet? I want to pause here just for a moment because I think there are some of you here that are exactly in the same place. Yeah, you love God and you're still there, you're still there. You're not giving up. If you're honest today, you say, I'm in a season I don't understand. If that's true, I want you to really care for that. If your confusion does not cancel God's faithfulness, if your delay does not mean that God has forgotten you, if your unanswered questions do not mean that God has abandoned you, and your weariness does not mean that your faith has failed. Sometimes faith looks like shouting. Less like shouting and more like quietly saying, Lord, I still trust me. Still trust me. I still trust me. Maybe that's for some of you all today. Not strong in yourself, not full of horses, not full of energy, but still holding on dearly to Jesus. I want to tell you today that that matters. Tell the whole story. tough one to carry. The new thing is very simple, the soul of heaven is sent out. Yes. Nature has not changed, his love has not changed, his power has not changed, his faithfulness has not changed. The message to you today is this: bring it back to Jesus. The worry, the fear, the confusion of the future, the questions that lead to waiting, bring it back to Jesus. Trust that God who brought you to salvation has kept you and brought you this far. He's still all and able to give you through the season and through your life. Thank you. When you trust Jesus, Jesus is me. Okay, I'm angry this week. So it's like, you know what, I'm interested in this, and I'm going to trust all this one out myself. It's starting to sound like this. Every time I pass over a picture, I get a violation, and I'm trying to send the viewers to external link from TikTok. Happened for days after that. And then I started getting nervous about doing it because we might be banned on TikTok. But this week I just said, well, I'm trusting you. So I already won my book, so I was like, where is it up in the stream? And then I got a warning because I showed my phone. I was strong for that. And you know what? It's all about books today. So I didn't try to get my own say. I'm trying to sort it out myself. I just said, well, trust me. No money. Trust me. Tell me. Set free from my issues. I don't trust God. I don't have the strength. I was trusted God to do that first. 4 years ago, I met Jesus off the road. 4 years ago. And I was suicidal. I can trust Jesus. I've never been before. I've got a cheek to hang myself in the garage chair. I've got a little open. And I stood up on the chair and I was just about to. And I looked down and there was me. I'm in. Quite dead. I'm serious. And it took me just a little while to get shot. You're not in. And I got diagnosed with my first diagnosis of stage 4B cancer. I was scared. I thought it was like final curtain. And I trusted God. And I got my second diagnosis of stage 4B cancer. I was like, well, this one will really take me out. And I trusted God. Didn't. So when I had a mini stroke, I thought, wow, am I ever going to get this calling into ministry ever? But I kept asking God. And then I went on the mission field. I was like, please do. Trust in God. Boy, you're going to be on this morning. liminal collapse in South Africa, and I stopped breathing and I had to be resuscitated. And I was the end of our mission in Germany and I had to come back here. On the middle of COVID. We trusted God. And Janet saw me not breathing on the ground, she didn't panic. She started praying in the spirit. She trusted God. And I go back here and I've been cut so many times now with skin cancer. I've just finished my last treatment last week. And I've been here every week ministering now. Because we trusted God. And there's not so nice letters going through the door from Thames Water. I look at it and I'm going through stress mode. I don't expect the Bible, I expect Jesus. Because I trust Him. Can you see the pattern? What about you? And I know you're going to experience the full impact of what Jesus does in somebody's life until you actually allow Him to do it. But allow Him to do it. I don't know what tomorrow holds for me. How about you? This morning when I woke up, I was feeling that it was like, okay, time is an hour to this sermon, I'm resurrected here. I'm feeling this morning, it's our fucking man in the house. I'm trusting God. But we're just really going to come, people. I'm being real talk here. I'm going to get like, sitting in the ears here today. Can you spread out? Where are you living? Where are you living? If you can walk out of these doors today, carry on the way that you are. That's that you are a reference, you are our fortress, that you are a strong support, that you are a strong foundation. Lord, I pray that today, every individual here today in this church will say with me today, I won't trust my own understanding, but I will allow place for Jesus to come and work in my life. And I first of all also the enemy, the devil will not come and rob people of that trust today. With doubts and with hardening hearts and closing minds. But Lord, that we will open our hearts and our eyes to you. That today we can say, once I was blind, but now I can see. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. It's only because of Jesus. So I'm going to give you the opportunity today. I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what your journey is like. I know. I'm not going to be shocking. I'm not going to be messy. I also know that there's a Jesus who will hear you and will respond. Will put it out of the mud of the pain. Will put you on the stake. If you'll stand firm and if you'll not be shaken. What's really Jesus or no Jesus? If you've never given your life to Jesus, if you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, if you've never said, Lord, Jesus, I want you. I invite him into my life today. I surrender everything. So put up your hand and put it down. Very good. Thank you. If Jesus is our God, thank God, Sam. I'll forgive others in moments. God, listen, let's stop.